opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning, and phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's feeling a little bit under the weather today. A little, she's got all these allergies and things blooming have gotten to her. She was sneezing and coughing and all those things yesterday and this morning. So good morning, Bad Bob.
And
good morning. You're my girl today. See that West Virginia accent?
Oh, dear. Sunny today, a high near 90 degrees. Winds out of the east, about 10 miles an hour. Passing clouds and a low of near 60 tonight. It'll drop down a little bit tomorrow to 88 degrees and then down to 79 by Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. So a bit of a warm streak today. Late spring standard weather here in the North State. Looking further, we got clouds coming in and rain likely on Friday. Right now in Redding, we are at 56 degrees. And looking up at Shasta Lake, we are at 1,054 feet above sea level. That leaves us 13 feet from the top of the dam. This report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Good people out there. Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kenny. You know, what they said is when you're seeing all the water coming out, they said if the water comes out over the spillway, it's too late.
Well, water has never actually, they've never actually opened the top gates. The top gates would actually enable the lake to hold 15 more feet of water than its rated capacity. That's an emergency. If downstream is flooding severely, they have the capacity to hold back 15 more feet, which is a lot of water when you look at the size of that lake. So the drum gates have never been open. However, I have seen all six of the major release valves open on the face of the dam, which is pretty spectacular as it shoots out a couple of hundred feet.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, a lot of announcements to make today for this week and things that are coming up. Friday, April the 29th. 2016, that'll be a week from this Friday, it looks like. Yeah, you've got the Bella Vista Farms Bob and Chicks fundraiser. It's all about the animals. This is for the people that take care of the animals. It's no adopting, no kill sanctuary, all different types of animals out there. It's a great deal. It's 5:30 p.m. social hour, 6:30 p.m. lasagna dinner and auction, no host bar, entertainment, fabulous auction, raffles. Tickets are available at the VCA Animal Hospitals or BellaVistaFarm.org, $25 each. For information, give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get out of the goodness of their heart.
They don't absolutely. I have known Chick for 15, almost 20 years now. And you want to talk about a dedicated lady. She gave up a career in healthcare to devote her life to the animals. And it's absolutely a fabulous place out
it
there.
It is, absolutely. Now, tomorrow, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office invites you to start by believing. Will you take the pledge? When someone tells you you're sexually assaulted, they were sexually assaulted, what would you say? Take the pledge to start by believing and offer your 19th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Shasta Center Show and Shine at Kubler's parking lot at 1894 Churn Creek between 11 and 4 p.m. and take the pledge. The social media type campaign provides an opportunity to change the way we respond to rape, sexual assault, and crime victims in our community. Start by believing. For more information, call 530-225-5220. And we're going to be talking about this one in a minute. Frontier Senior Center, 20th birthday celebration, May 14th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Put it on your calendars. Ceremony at 3:30 p.m. Birthday cake and honoring major donors. For more information, call 365-3254 or see Janie at the Frontier Senior Center. And, of course, the Reading Rodeo Parade this year is going to have Megan Rapinoe as the Grand Marshal. Also, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard will join us again this year after being off last year. We're looking for a big, big turnout for the parade and the rodeos this year. Okay, things that are going on. Speaking of rodeos, went to the Red Bluff Roundup, of course, last weekend. It, too, is a great, great event. Now, there's something always going on at the Roundup. I mean, in between, even while the horses are bucking and events are going on, things are going on in the around the track right there at the Red Bluff Roundup. Now, just the fact that the beginning of it is the wild horse race, where they bring these horses out and they are wild, and you put a 3-man team with a rope, a halter, and a saddle. And what they've got to do, and it's a team of like 7 horses. I mean, it's 7 horses and so 21 riders, cowboys. They have to get the horse close enough to saddle the horse, get on the horse, and then ride it all the way around the track. Well, last year, nobody made it all the way around the track because the horses would get all the way to the end and turn around and run back the other way. And one of the horses got in between, got over the track into the stands and ran down the stands, in front of the stands, all the way down to it was roped and brought back in. This year, when they fired off the shotgun, it was like, what can I say? It was almost like a Keystone Comedy, Keystone Cops, where everybody's falling off things. I mean, these cowboys were getting thrown around, and then these horses, they're breaking loose and they're running back and forth among the other horses. This one on the pink team, they had pink-shirted cowboys, tough enough to wear pink. This horse knocked him down. He gets back up. He jumps right back in the fight again. This time, the horse rears up and nails him. Oh. Knocks him just flat out. Knocks him out. Meanwhile, the other horses are running around, so they're trying to protect the cowboy. And they finally get one cowboy up on the horse, and then they got a second cowboy up. First cowboy takes off around the track. Now, you've got no reins. You're just kind of like on there for the ride, hoping the horse keeps going the right direction. Well, what they learned from last year is they'll put a rider with a horse that's under control out there down the track. So when they see that other horse, they have a tendency horses will follow that horse. Anyway, the second guy got on, and he's going down the track, and this horse just stopped and just did one of the finest bucking exhibitions you'll ever see, and it drops him off. So at the end, here they come around the track. The cowboy on his horse out in front, and then here comes the first rider in. He's hanging on for dear life. That horse is running down the track, and 6 other horses without riders or saddles were riding down the track right behind him. Anyway,
good time was had by all.
Well, see, the thing about this is this. The thing about this is that Linda's watching this. These horses rearing up and falling over. She goes, "I think the horses are being hurt." No, the horses aren't being hurt. I tell you, who's being hurt is that one that just got kicked. He got hurt. See this guy over there? That horse just nailed him from the with a back kick, knocked him over. I said, he's being hurt. I said, the horses, I think, are in pretty good shape at this point. Anyway, they have a lot of excitement. Then they have the mule races. You can't beat the mule races. Linda used to go up there to, what's that place up there off of 3? Up in Trinity County where, all the marijuana, the Hayfork.
Hayfork, yeah.
Hayfork used to have mule days up there. Races.
Oh, yeah.
She said this one guy that won the big race was 83 years old, would get off the mule and yodel.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make this up.
You can't make this up. And then there's his girlfriend, who was considerably younger than him, would have an ambulance standing by. Because he was afraid that he'd get at the end or something. He's 83 and he's racing these guys, on this mules. But he got off, yodeled.
Hey,
You gotta love it up here. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. It's a fine, fine company here in town, and we're going to introduce Cody Titus. Cody is just absolutely fabulous when it comes to finding the right house for her customers or selling her customer's house, whether you're a buyer or seller. It's someone that could be looking for their first home, their first ranch, or their last home. Cody Titus can help you. Give her a call at 209-0721, Properties by Merit. We'll be right back with Safari Club International.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story, April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, so you have me. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. Now, up there you can get, besides just the regular ellipticals and walking machines and stair climbers and everything else like this, you also get the opportunity to swim in the saltwater pool facility that they have right there at Wellgate. You can go through special training there, or the training they have, the personal training program, takes the pressure, takes the pounding off your ligaments and tendons and everything else when you're in there working out. A lot of good workout times in there. Linda uses it all the time. It reduces exercise inflammation. All of this increased buoyancy means reduced joint wear. It's a great experience down there at Wellgate. I can't say enough about it. We're all getting ready for the Spartan Run in November. You can join us for that. It doesn't cost anything to join our Wellgate Sports Club. I mean, our Spartans Club, to go run, as long as you're a member of Wellgate, where we believe self-care is the best health care. Give them a call at 768-1205. Bob, you keep turning around looking at me like something's supposed to be on. Is there somebody?
Well, you had a message on there about trouble with streaming. Do I need to chase that down?
Oh, I don't know. I just said, is there trouble? And I just see people bouncing on and off.
Then I will check it.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, I am here with Sheila McLeod.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Get in there.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get in there. And also with Renee Herford. Good morning.
Good
all
morning.
From Safari Club International. And you've got somebody else in here.
Yes, this is Alyssa Rude from Liberty Christian High School.
Okay. Well, I tell you what we're going to do here. Alyssa, is we're going to move you around because you got in here a little bit late. So let's move that around. Alyssa, you sit right there. There you go. Good morning, huh?
Good morning.
And where are you from?
Liberty Christian High School.
Okay, Liberty Christian. Now, can I hear you better now? You got to talk into that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Still not hearing you real good. We're going to turn you up a little bit. That's okay. All right. Now, we're here for Safari Club International. It's quickly coming.
Oh,
the
very
30th
good.
Of April.
Yes, two weeks to go. But we need you to get your dinner tickets in quickly.
There. Try that.
Try that. Try now.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, what we need to turn her up, Bob. So, now.
One, two, three. No?
Not that much. Bob's just being Bob today.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right.
As far as it goes, boss.
All right. Okay. Safari Club International, and it's going to have their big banquet on the 30th of April. And it's going to be one of the best times that we're going, because I've been going there. This is my third year in a row, and I cannot tell you what a great time it is. Besides just the food's great, is more gifts, giveaways, anything you could possibly imagine during this trip. Tell us what Safari Club International does.
Safari Club International is first for hunters in the protection of hunters' rights. It's also first in preservation and conservation. You can't have one without the other.
Okay. And if you can't have one without the other. Now, besides just for hunting, people don't realize how much money is being put into the habitat and to fighting in court laws that are taking away literally the rights of people to hunt.
Absolutely. We have a lobbying group in Sacramento now that as part of the California chapters of SCI, we all support, and it helps for litigation and for all of the issues going on with the fish and game currently.
Okay. Now, Renee, you're here, and you are a hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So you're what do you hunt? Everything?
Everything.
Okay.
Turkey, deer.
Got a turkey this year?
No.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure you will get one.
Why,
I haven't got one yet.
Oh.
So that's the only reason I said that. Okay. No, because I really would like, because there's so many of them. Isn't it fun hunting turkey?
Yes.
I mean, it really is. You're out there, and you can hunt all day long. And you get enough of, you know, you get the little gobbles out there, so you kind of get set up, and you try and think you're going to lure them in, thinking how easy this is going to be.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah. Okay. She hunts a lot with her kids, too.
Mm-hmm. Take you.
It's five kids. So a lot of times I've just taken, most of the time I take one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bonding time for us.
Well, that's great. That's good. And who do we have here now? This is
Alyssa Rude.
Alyssa Rude. Okay, Alyssa. And you're here because?
I'm involved with the SCI, and I work with the trailer with my grandpa. So.
Okay. Now, the trailer is, Sheila?
The Safari Club trailer is a sensory safari for educational and especially for adults and children with disabilities and visually impaired. It's a hands-on experience.
Okay. And if you've gone to any of the fairs or anything like this, you'll see the trailer out there. And
yeah.
You can go through and like you say, you can see all different types of animals that are in there that have been harvested and have gone through the taxidermy process. So there are different mounts, either head mounts or other kinds.
Yeah, and we're going to be putting in six new exhibits. One will be a wolf and a mountain goat, and a red fox, a badger, and a pine marten.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pine marten. A lot of those out there.
I must say, we are extremely grateful to Nature's Design out of Cody, Wyoming, for these donations.
Yeah, you don't see those a lot. Okay, now other thing. What other things that the Safari Club International does besides? What do you do when you have all these people there and you raise the money? There's a number of things you do. Of course, you go out and you fight for the habitat, but you also have local scholarships and all those kind of things.
Yes,
right.
And that's why principally why Alyssa is here this morning. She's one of our applicants this year, and we've received several wonderful applications.
And what year are you, Alyssa?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Now, where are you planning on going to school?
I hope to play softball at college, but I'm still looking for scholarships, and if not, then I will go to Shasta College.
Okay. And what's your interest in the outdoors?
I love being out in nature. I want to major in wildlife biology.
Oh, okay.
So I want to get out there and enjoy the wildlife while I can.
Yeah, wildlife biology, that's cool. That's great. Well, so that's why you applied, because you heard this, that the Safari Club International has scholarships out there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, on behalf of Reading Safari Club, it is my pleasure to announce this morning that Alyssa Rood is this year's recipient of the Reading Regional Chapter of SCI. The $1,000 scholarship application was exceptional in every way and merits this recognition.
So, Alyssa, did you know that?
No.
No, I know. They told me when they walked in. So, congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
So, scholarship there that you can use on your college degree when you go in for your wildlife education or wildlife biology. Well, I think that's really great. I've been reading books lately from a local gentleman that was a wildlife, he was a game warden. His father was a game warden, and he's a game warden. Steve was on the show here, and he just loved it. He had spent 30 years in the business, so in helping preserve our natural bounty here that we have. So, this is touched. Yeah. Well, have anything you want to say to the Safari Club International?
Thank you so much. This will definitely help towards my goal. So, thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Good. Okay, so April the 30th?
April 30th. We want to remind you that there is a special youth drawing for those 12 to 17, and kids under 11 will also receive gifts. Please call Larry McLeod at 474-5075, Scott Borg, 221-4650, or go to Trophy West Insurance on East Cypress.
I can just begin to tell you is that the number of projects they have, or the number of hunts they've gotten, are just is just unbelievable. Photo safari hunts, photo safari, I guess, trips, then, you know, I don't know if you call them hunts, for two people in South Africa, Africa 10-day safari for two hunters there. Cow elks, buffalo hunts, elk hunts, red stag hunts in New Zealand. Goose, pheasant, fly fishing, hog hunts, and the Louisiana Purchase 5-day, 6-night bull elk hunt for one hunter during the 4th rifle season in Colorado.
Wonderful.
Plus, there's some other things that are looking like African plains game safaris and all this. Plus, I don't know, dozens and dozens and dozens of firearms.
Well, absolutely. And to that hunt collection, we have added a Idaho Canadian wolf hunt for two.
An Idaho Canadian wolf hunt for two. There you go. Now, with all the way everything that wolves have been doing to all the ranchers out in Wyoming and Montana and all in the Dakotas and down in the Yellowstone and working their way across, it's going to be, you know, that's going to be an interesting hunt, a wolf hunt. So all of this, though, is at Safari Club International. What you can't forget, though, is Safari Club International was set up to preserve hunting as we know it, and also to protect conservation land, to conserve hunting land out there for the future generations. So, Renee?
Your son? Renee's son and children last year were the two recipients. Her son won a rifle, and her daughter won a BB gun.
That's
they
right.
had a wonderful time.
I had a wonderful time. I didn't win anything, but the year before.
That's all right.
The year before, Linda won a number of things that we're still shooting. We're still shooting.
Yeah.
Well, we can continue to shoot, but it's a good time. And tickets are
available and just call us at Larry McLeod, 474-5075, or go into Trophy West Insurance on East Cypress, Scott Borg, at 221-4650.
And you can get tickets, or you can get a dinner ticket. It's $60 per person.
A table is $880. That's for eight people. A sponsor package for two meals, $350, and $400 in drawing tickets. Just a simple dinner is $60. A couple's ticket is $90.
There you go. A lot of that stuff going on. Okay, Sheila McLeod, Renee Herford, and Alyssa. Congratulations, Alyssa Rude. Congratulations on being the scholarship recipient from Safari Club International for $1,000. All right, we're going to talk a lot more about it here over the next couple of weeks, but it's filling up.
It is filling up. We're doing well, but we'd like to have our best ever.
There you go. We're looking for a new record this year, everybody.
We are.
So let's go and let's get out there. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot. 7:31 in the morning right here on the 18th of April.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot.
I like Mondays. Mondays start me off. I've had the whole weekend just to do nothing except work my butt off in the house because Linda has this list of honey betters. You know how you hear honey do's? Hers are honey betters. honey, better do this. 58 degrees out there, going up to 73 today here on the 18th. Today is tax. Is this a tax? No, this is, what is this, tax freedom? That's not tax freedom.
No. Freedom Day is way down the road.
It's way down the road. Yeah.
This is the deadline filing day. I'm not sure why an extra day was granted, but or the weekend was granted, but this is filing day deadline. By the way, if you've been in the habit in years past of enjoying the thrill of running to the post office at 11:45, don't do it. They don't. The boxes are not collected anymore after like 6 or 7 o'clock. So it would be late and then attendant penalties, which they love to inflict.
His portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They know the ins and outs of all types of windshield repairs, whether it be a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. That's right. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. Jeff knows his business, and he guarantees his work, which very few other places do. That's right. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it for you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. You will not be disappointed. Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Lee Loft. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
President. Is that president?
Yeah, that's the title. They
president of the Redding Rodeo Association.
Yes, sir. 2 years running, going to be a third, and I love it.
Is it every year, or do you just, or they say, hey, Lee, would you like to do it again this year? Or do you have, or is it kind of like you do it for 3 years and you're off for 3 years?
No, it's supposed to rotate in and out every year, but
Lee, what do you do? I mean, I know you're the best auctioneer in the whole area.
Well, I wouldn't say the best, but I certainly have fun at it.
You certainly do, and you make sure everybody else has fun.
Yeah. And I'm somewhat self-employed. I've trained horses since I moved here back in 2000, and kind of got away from that and got buggered it up a little bit and just kind of slowed down. Now I work at Sports' Warehouse.
Oh, okay. That's right. I've seen you there.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, plus all the other things you do for our community. I mean, it's just almost, you know, you came every time you turn around, there's Lee Luff doing something for somebody.
Well, I appreciate that, and I enjoy helping the community out, and they in turn help us out come rodeo time. So
it's
kind of
rodeo
time. It's a vicious circle. So,
well, you know what though? Are we ready? Are we ready yet?
Yes. It's going to happen regardless of what happens.
Whether we're ready or not, here it comes.
Yep, it's like kind of an NFL game. It's come rain or shine, it's going to happen.
Well, there's some great things happening this year.
Yes, there is. And we've got Cowboy Kenny back with his motorcycle Daredevil guys, and they're going to bring another guy in. They're going to pull off some pretty spectacular stuff. And
you know, Bob, when Bob was younger, Bob rode bikes. And it's a little known fact that Bob...
Just street bikes, mind you.
But Bob initiated... He's the one that initiated a lot of those tricks, like the Superman.
Yeah.
Bob did that. He didn't mean to. He just took it with a little bit too much speed, and there he was, flying straight out, hanging on to the handlebars. But people liked it. And, you know, it was kind of like the beginning of this. But he was using, like he said, street bikes. And so, Bob, why don't you, people just don't understand that, you know, where you are in the beginning of
this. Closest I came to that was when I high-slided upon Buckhorn. That was exciting.
Yes. That was when he did the loop-de-loo that they're still trying. It has never been done in an arena to this day that he did on the Buckhorn. And they've tried. They've injured many people trying it. Anyway, so they, okay, so you got the motorcycle guys.
And then we have, like I said, our bullfighters extraordinaire coming back.
Oh, okay.
Eric Layton and Tim O'Connor.
Right. I mean, no, Eric's been in here before. Yeah.
Those guys are amazing. Some of the most amazing.
He is the most laid back guy. And he's tall, too, for a bullfighter. You know, most of your bull riders are all like 5'8". I mean, some of them are bigger, but a lot of them are small. And, you know, for that center of gravity. And Eric jumps into the middle of these bulls. And you talk to him, he's just as calm. And, you know, like Wolfie, and had and some of these other guys that worked the barrels,
mm-hmm.
they're not that calm.
No, no. And that's their job is when they're in the barrel.
Yeah, the barrel going. Guys are a little strange.
Yeah. Speaking of barrels, who got this shirt? Crash Cooper will come back.
Crash!
He'll make his migration back south from Canada.
Crash, I tell you what, Crash is great. Crowd loves him. It's like he lives here practically.
Yeah, I hope he's got his hair shed off by the time so when he gets here, so he leaves a trail of hair everywhere he goes.
When he was running across the arena and he jumped on the side of the fence, and stuck there sideways. I mean, they were having him run around the arena last year.
Yeah, he's a unique individual.
It was hilarious. Okay. But you got some of the best cowboys in the world. In fact, you have the finest cowboys and cowgirls in the world come right here to Reading.
Yes, and just to illuminate that, that's what the Challenge of Champions has done for us. Or Champions Challenge, excuse me. I always get that turned around. Sponsored by Wrangler. And it has put Reading Rodeo on the virtual map, so to speak.
It's nationally shown. They record it, but play it like a week later.
Yeah, it's televised about 2 weeks later on CBS Sports, and it's really cool.
We've seen ourselves out there on there.
Yeah, and they do a really great job of showcasing Reading.
Oh man!
And send out Bridge the River. That setting, the full arena right next to the river, and the lights. It was really cool last year how they did that.
Well, let me tell you how special Reading is. Besides the fact that the Cowboy Challenge came here, or Champions Challenge came here, and then you have these people from all these big. Name sponsors are flying in on their planes, and they come here. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, who can go anywhere in the United States they want. They were really cut back during the sequestration, and they only could go to a few of them. They came here, and they came here every year. Well, they were gone last year, but they're back this year. And they wanted to be a mint part of the Reading Rodeo. They love it here.
And just you saying that just gives you a chill. Those guys are so amazing, and they're so much fun.
Yeah.
They are a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, and they ride Mustangs, the American horse.
Yep.
American Mustang Palominos.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, they're going to be coming up here for the whole enchilada. They'll be here on a Tuesday night, and they have the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, plus be in the parade on Saturday.
And
they're everywhere.
We're certainly going to take care of them, and just our way of saying thanks to them, and
yep.
give them a lot of things to do. And
they're going to be out at the Veterans Home. They're going to be doing a lot of things around here,
doing some fishing. And
oh yeah,
we got that all lined up.
But it's just indicative of how big and how good the Reading Rodeo is.
Yeah, we get some unique people in here that I'm sure these guys could go anywhere else, but you're right. They love coming to Reading. Crash, for example, he virtually is retired, but he wants to come here.
Well, it's a good place to go to.
Yeah, and that's why we keep getting him back, and he does a great job for us.
The other things that you have that are just intangible is you have so many of the the communities involved. You have so many sponsors out here. Just a number of things that are just local, just good local fun. You tie everything in this week, with your kind of your brother club, the Asphalt Cowboys over there, who do a lot also with their pancake breakfast and put on the parade. But it's all of it kind of is all set up for the Reading Rodeo.
It's
all there to accentuate what you guys are doing.
And it's certainly, there's something for everybody.
Oh,
I mean, we have so many events going on during the week. There's something for everybody, and there's no reason why they can't come out and participate.
Steak feed, I mean, just everything that's going on. The pink? I've got this thing we're going to be announcing. Chicks and Chaps.
Yeah,
that's going on that Friday. In fact, that Friday, Linda leaves in the morning, and I don't see her again until that night because they have the Chicks and Chaps at 12:30, and then at 1 p.m. the event starts. It ends at 4:30. Then they turn around, and they're going to Rodeo Flats, enjoy dinner. I may see her that night.
Those ladies have a large time that day.
Yes. Okay, now how do people get tickets here?
Just go to readingrodeo.com and click on the ticket icon. And we've made some changes this year, and we brought the technology finally to Reading. you can virtually download your tickets online and print them and bring them to the gate or on your phone. on the way to the rodeo. You can virtually buy the ticket, walk up to the gate, we'll scan
right.
it, you're in the gate.
You don't even have to have a paper ticket anymore.
No.
You get it on your phone, hit it, gone.
Yep.
You're in there. No more lines.
Yep.
At least the lines will be shorter.
Yeah, we had a little bit of issue last year with will call. What happened, people were actually buying their ticket as they were driving in to the event. Not anymore.
Yeah, not everybody's got an iPhone, or a surrogate, or whatever you call them. But or Android, but a lot of people do. So here's your way: buy your tickets, get the ticket on there, and just like you can for an airline ticket,
yep.
And just put it up in front of the scanner. You're in.
Yep.
Make sure you get your curly fries though.
Yeah.
Make sure you get there early for those curly fries.
Yeah.
Because there's a big line for those.
There always is.
There's only time that I eat corn dogs during the year is at rodeo. And then at that point,
those guys are pretty good.
Oh man, what can I say? Lee Luff's here, president of the Reading Rodeo Association. You all do such a wonderful job. And, I mean, it is so much work. We realize that. But, gosh, you all put on such a great event.
Well, thank you. And that's what we strive to do is raise that bar just a little bit every year.
So. There you go. And on May the 6th, you're having a media ride.
Yep.
A media trail ride.
And
for
thanks
everybody.
To you guys, yeah.
Well, you know what? We try to facilitate just like you guys.
Yeah.
Did. And it's going to be a media trail ride where all the stations and TV and radio and newspaper, everybody goes out and goes for a great trail ride and comes back for lunch. And this year it's going to be in Anselmo's. And I can tell you what, that lunch, I have a feeling it's going to be pretty
well,
good.
Well, and thanks to you for hosting that. And, that's always been a highlight for the media, I think, as far as that goes, every year. And it's pretty well attended. And
everyone goes out, we bring back. So
no rider left behind, right?
No rider left behind. There you go. Okay, Lee, thanks so much. We're going to have you all on here a lot more here between now and May. I think the first day is what, the 18th?
15th.
15th, that's right. May the 15th.
Yep.
Wow.
It's coming fast.
It is. Gosh, it's less than a month away.
Yep.
But, all right.
Thank you for all you've done for us, too. Appreciate it, Carl.
You know what? You guys are doing, you all are doing something really great here. Again, it's a community thing that is just, fills the stands up. I mean, there's nothing better than watching rodeo, I don't think.
Well,
it's America.
I think what makes this so great is that people are actually on top of the rodeo.
Yeah, they're right there.
They're right there.
You can see it.
You can get dirty.
You can get when that bull's going by. I mean, you get bull snot on you. Then you know you're there.
Yeah. So
okay.
Makes it fun.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ride, cowboy, ride. Hold on for your life. It's a long, long time when you're sitting on dynamite. Well, you can't make money, buddy, if you get wrong. That's the life of a cowboy riding the rodeo.
I think one of the major frustrations with people going to the big box store and trying to pick out their window coverings for their home is really hard to pick something out in the light any place but your own home. Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs, and we'll put together something that's going to fit within your budget and give you just what you're looking for. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds as a whole, there's approximately 1,100 franchises across the United States and Canada. So we have a lot of pull with manufacturers. A big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered. If the dog ate them or if the roof caved in, for whatever that reason might be, you're covered. My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
This is going to be good.
Wow! Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding, rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to ReadingRodeo.com. Click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer. Then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's under the weather today. I'm never under the weather. I'm above the weather. 9 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 18th of April. If you haven't gotten your taxes in, I think today Bob says you can get your taxes in today.
Mine they have to be postmarked by midnight. However, none of the post offices in this area are open that late. So,
mine was postmarked.
Don't get yourself bit.
Mine was postmarked 1 February.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by a local establishment run by a father's son called Mighty Fine Foods. You can't get any better than this. World's largest convenience store out there on the corner of 299 and Deschutes Road out in the Bella Vista area. Over 1,000 drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beers. Yes, that's right. This is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Full deli and butcher shop, breakfast, lunch, you name it, they got it. It is a great place. Hires over 20 local people. The money stays here, stays local. Mighty Fine Foods. Again, at the corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. And Kyle, who is half of the ownership there, his son, also has a great sports show tomorrow night, Tuesday night, right here on KCNR 1460. Bernie Sanders' tax plan. Are you ready for this?
I wait with bated breath.
Here it comes. Bernie's 2 points back over Hillary in a lot of places, like nationwide. Here's Bernie, a self-avowed socialist Democrat, saying that. And people are voting for him. People are charging. Hillary is just kind of like, what is this? Why is this guy still in the race? Well, he still is. Part of it, Hillary, is the huge amount of dislike people have for you. It's only matched by Donald Trump and the dislike they have for him. But here's Bernie's tax plan. The lowest tax bracket of America, the lowest tax bracket of America, would still lose 7% off what they take home. 7% off what they take home. If you are in the 50% class, which means $36,000 a year, 50% make more, 50% make less, you lose 8% on your tax, on your take-home pay. If you're making $58,900, you're going to take 7.9% less home. You're making $92,000, 8.3% less in your take-home pay. Above 92,000, 18% reduction in what you take home. And then when you get up there to the other ones, I mean, they're just killing it. Plus, they're talking about he's taking 50% of anything you inherit. Oh, yeah, 50% of anything you inherit.
That's amazing.
It is. It plus more and more and more. And this doesn't even count going into some of the other things like other taxes they can, that they can come up with.
Well, how else are you going to pay for all the free stuff that Bernie is promising?
Bernie says, I'm just saying at state colleges.
It's not free.
Private, it's not private schools like Stanford. It's just state-run universities. It's not private universities. You know, only 25% of the people go to school. go to college now. Now, that could be for a lot of reasons. I don't think it's because, oh, I can't afford it. I don't think that's really a reason, because you can find ways of working you through. Like this young lady right here, she says, I'd really like to play softball at a college, get a scholarship. If I can't, I'm going to start off at Shasta Community College.
How is she going to pay for free pot for everybody who's got a chronic hangnail?
Not her. You're not talking about her.
No.
You're talking about the government.
The government. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's Bernie's. That's just what he wants to begin with. Can you imagine? Then he adds on the value-added tax onto everything. We're going to look like Europe, and that's been such a huge success.
Okay. Following him right over the cliff. Yeah.
Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl.
How are you today, Henry? What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm getting an education that I didn't think I'd ever get in my life over these primaries. And there are certain things that come up that I'd like to have your opinion on. First of all, Wyoming and Colorado, the voters didn't get to vote at all. Now, I'm not picking candidates. I'm just saying that's a fact. The next thing that comes up is that I haven't understood on the Democrats or the Republican side how a guy could win a state and lose the delegates. Then the other thing was that I heard on Fox News the other day that on the, if it goes to a contested convention and it goes to a second vote or beyond, that those delegates can be paid for in cash or however, and bought.
Oh, come on. You mean bought?
If I tried to bribe a policeman, I'd probably have a fast pass to jail.
You mean you're saying that they could buy delegates at the convention?
It came over Fox News yesterday or the day before.
I don't know if you can buy
delegates.
And that's
the first time I've heard it.
I don't know if you can buy delegates.
On the second ballot or beyond.
I think what I heard was that, I mean, I don't. Maybe you're right. Maybe they did say that. I don't know. But what I heard was after the first ballot, or maybe the second ballot, they're all turned loose. They can vote any way they want.
So, oh, they can. But the delegates are the.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, are they flying them in? Are they coming up to the rooms where the candidates are and probably being toasted and offered who knows what up there? Who knows what's being done? The thing about what you just said, though, is that here's Bernie, who can win an election and yet walk away with less delegates because of all the superdelegates that Clinton, that Hillary had, so that's already had signed up for her before the season had even started.
Well, look at Pennsylvania. There are 17 delegates in Pennsylvania that are not committed no matter who wins.
Well, I like that. Anyway.
And I haven't figured that one out either, but no, they came out and specifically said that it was perfectly legal.
Yeah, I want to be a delegate.
The candidates to buy the delegates with cash or favors or whatever.
It's the American way.
And you might want to check into that because that looks
like
bribery.
Because that leads me to my next.
That's the Chicago way.
That's the Chicago way, yeah. You bring a dollar, they bring $1,000. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot. We'll go look at that.
You bet.
Because this kind of segues into my last subject here, Hillary in Hollywood. Hillary in Hollywood. She was thrown a fundraiser by George Clooney.
Oh,
co-chairs.
Your favorite actor of all
co-chairs
time.
Co-chairs contributed $353,000 apiece. Co-chairs did. And if you wanted to attend, and 150 people did, they paid $33,400 so they could meet Ms. Clinton.
How'd they come up with these numbers?
Ellen DeGeneres, Jane Fonda, Anna Wintour, Jim Parsons. Who's Jim Parsons? That name sounds familiar. I don't know.
I don't trust.
Here's what George Clooney says. He said, okay, now here's what George Clooney said, and they're talking to him. He says it's absolutely obscene how much money is being raised and spent in politics. Absolutely obscene. And I'm sure he said that. But I'm sure it was followed up by, but if we don't do it, they will. It's one of those things. How, you know what? The only way you're going to fix campaign reform is this. The only way you're going to campaign reform is this. No private donations, no public donations, no super PACs, nothing. It's funded by the government. Equally.
Which sounds like a tax increase.
You start, well, no, not necessarily. What you do is you'll take $2 off everybody's tax return.
Everybody gets a shot at the pool.
Everybody gets, everybody that has a tax, you know, that pays taxes, because you can already donate a dollar. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You could donate a dollar. So they, what they'll do is take off a dollar or $5 off everybody's tax return and use it to pay for the people running for president. So there. And that way you take everybody out of it. We'll be right back after these messages with a catch-up on the state of Jefferson. Here's your chance. We'll be right back. 8 o'clock here on April the 18th.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from TomHall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Rescuers and aid from all over the world are flooding into Ecuador as survivors start a second day to search for people who could be underneath the rubble in some of the towns flattened by the quake that hit 7.8 on the magnitude scale. Joshua Goodman reports the quake affected cities mostly along hundreds of miles of coastline.
Loss of life there is pretty intense, but the buildings themselves are much smaller. We saw real big structural damage. A highway overpass collapsed, for example, in Guayaquil, the country's biggest city. But closer to the epicenter, these are more sort of fishing villages, tourist beaches. The scale of human loss of life there is pretty intense, but the buildings themselves...
As of last night, scientists say that there had been at least 230 aftershocks. Here in the U.S., it is the Zika virus that has many Americans worried, especially with the summer coming on and the risk of more mosquito bites. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the Institutes of Health says that there could be locally transmitted cases of Zika this summer as well.
It would not be surprising at all, if not likely, that we're going to see a bit of that because we've seen similar types of things with other similar types of infection.
And Fauci says for now there is no widespread threat of the Zika virus affecting women in the U.S. who might want to become pregnant. More than 31 survivors of the Boston Marathon bombings, their families and supporters all taking part today in the annual run. Runner Kim Santos says she and her husband have been running the Boston Marathon for years to raise money for Boston Children's Hospital in memory of their baby daughter who died of a rare heart defect there but received excellent treatment.
That's why we do it, I think, every year because, you know, we want her life to matter, and this is our way to give back.
Santos' comments airing on NECN. The major index is thriving on Wall Street right now. It is a Dow up by 53 points. A high-tech NASDAQ is up 16. This is townhall.com news.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Target's much-anticipated exclusive limited-time launch of the Marimekko collection has not sparked the frenzied shopping of some of its past collections.
On the bright side, the discounter didn't have to deal with crashing websites and disappointed customers. Target's sale of the finished designer collection of mostly beachwear items hit stores and online Sunday. But as of Sunday afternoon, just under 50 of the 200 styles had sold out online. The response at the chain's 1,800 stores was equally as muted.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A snowstorm parked over central Colorado over the weekend, bringing heavy snow to parts of the state as well as parts of Wyoming. Foster Albee told KMGH-TV he's happy nobody was hurt when a 100-year-old tree toppled right over onto his house.
You never know what's going to happen, you know, from one day to the next.
Meanwhile, up to 2, even 4 feet of snow in some places at higher elevations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The family of a Texas officer who was shot in the line of duty accepted a big show of gratitude from the community.
Fort Worth Officer Matt Pierce's wife accepted a check for more than $150,000, all donated through fundraising efforts for the officer who was shot 7 times in March during a chase with a wanted felon. A surprise at the ceremony, Pierce himself told the crowd by video that he'll be back.
I'll be back.
So thank you very, very much. It means the world to me.
That money will help with expenses not paid by insurance as he continues to recover. Val Dior reporting.
A former Northern Virginia police officer accused of fatally shooting a man who had his hands up has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Adam Torres struck a plea bargain today just before his murder trial was scheduled to begin in Fairfax. Nearly 3 years after he killed John Gear of Springfield, the plea calls for Torres to serve a 12-month sentence. Prosecutors say Torres was angry over the breakup of his marriage and unfit for duty at the time. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather today, 8:05 and 30 seconds in the morning here on the 18th of April, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. And Bad Bob's here with me today. He's writing furiously on our cheat sheet there, but he's going to give me the weather right now.
Yes, as a matter of fact, let's pull up the page here real quick. 60 degrees in Reading as we speak. High today up to 91 degrees. Taper off a little bit. 80 on Wednesday as the clouds start to roll in. By Thursday into Friday, we could see rain again here in the North State, but that's still a ways out. The Shasta Lake is 13 feet from the top.
Well, so that 73 we have written down there as a high is not right then.
No, that needs to be changed.
Okay, because I thought, you know, I knew it was going to get warmer today. At 93, this could be a new record then.
It very well could break a previous record. So wow. The weekend was pretty nice and breezy and beautiful weather, and it's going to get toasty today.
All right, 93 today. So now there's something we saw yesterday too, was a dog in a black Tahoe parked in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. That doesn't mean they were in Dick's Sporting Goods. They could have been in Trader Joe's or any place. But the windows were rolled up, just cracked a little bit. And, of course, Linda immediately zeroes in on that. As we come rolling around, this woman's over there looking at it, looking inside the car with her kid, and said, and she was getting ready. She's heading back into Dick's to have an announcement made, and then she was calling Haven Humane. If you see a dog or any animal or a child in a car, it's 93 degrees. On the outside, it's going to be 113 in the car. The child or animal could die. So what you do is you call 911 if it's a child, or you call Haven Humane if it's an animal, who will come in, check the inside of the car, and if need be, break in and take the animal or the child. So remember that when you're having it. Now, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Whether customer, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones for our Market Minute with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green despite the drop in crude prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points at 17,955. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 2,087. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining ground up 14 points at 4,952. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America up a dime at 1410. Chesapeake Energy down 22 cents, trading at 582. Freeport McMoRan down 8 cents at 1078. For local stocks of interest, Federal Express up 29 cents, trading at 166.19. Tri-Counties down 8 cents at 25.98. Bank of Commerce up 4 cents, trading at 6.22. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is down 8/32 to yield 1.78%. And for commodities, gold is up $2.40 an ounce at 12.37. Silver down 3 cents at 16.32. Crude oil down $1.15, trading at $40 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. You can find Susan down on Park Marina Drive. Give her a call. I tell you what, she knows her stuff. You know, we've known Susan now for several years, and when you're talking about investments and what's going on in the market, she is the expert. Okay, let's go to our friends over at the Reading Patriots.
How you doing this morning, you guys?
Well, it's Terry.
It is.
Aren't you supposed to be on right after this?
I'm on today.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you said the 18th. Oh, today is the 18th. Seriously.
So do you want to have a commercial and talk, or you just want to start now?
Well, that's good, because I've got a bunch of notes in front of me.
That's probably
and my
good.
Coffee. Yes, I will. Yes.
Are you ever going to come in here one day to talk?
Well, you know, I'd love to, my good friend, but, you know, honestly, it's my fault, and that's because we were gone all weekend in El Dorado, and it was amazing. The town hall we had was amazing. Everything that's going on. And the sheriff, John DiAgostini, introduced us. He's also one of the people who were not only a proponent for the state of Jefferson, but are also helping us with our court case.
Okay.
Anyway, the Reading Patriots tonight will be having Tim Pappas coming in, and he has not been able to get off the Fourth Amendment, which is kind of cool, because that's really the amendment that's changed on us. Folks, you really need to come in and hear what he when he comes in and talks about Homeland Security, et cetera. It'll be a great, great program. Tim Pappas, it'll start at 6 at 2951 Goodwater Avenue, and that is off of Hartnell at the Shasta Bible College.
Okay. Tim Pappas is a great. I love listening to Tim.
He's amazing.
He's got a full grasp of everything he's talking about in the Constitution.
He really does.
He's been on several times. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
No, I'm just saying is that he's been on several times on the show, and the fact is that he clearly explains what each one of the amendments is and the impact it has on people. And he does it without – he doesn't have a – like, this is why you should do this or this. He doesn't talk about that. He said, this is what it means. This is what it – you know, this is where it stands in the constitutional law. And I just love it when somebody does that instead of trying to tell me what I should be thinking.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, that's very true. I mean, well, he does have his opinions, and, you know, that is one thing we all have. But you're right. He really does come through and speaks about what's pertinent as far as anything in the Constitution. He also talks about how pertinent it is and how it really segues into what's happening today.
I think so. Okay, so what's happening today?
Well, today, I guess you and I are talking, my good friend.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, that's what we're doing right now. Today, we're happening, you and I. And we're happening in the fact that we understand now that our government actually does control just about everything that we do, don't they?
Well, almost everything.
Well, what, did you ever find out that one thing they do not control?
They don't control when I go to bed at night.
Well, that's true. Not at this point. However, if it becomes like Europe, your air conditioner will go on and off and your lights will go on and off.
We're not living in Europe, though.
Not yet. But that's what Agenda 2030 is all about.
What happened to Agenda 21?
Agenda 21 has been upgraded to Agenda 2030. And that just happened about
just
a month
like
and
software.
A half ago. You need to have someone on your show. Her name is Debbie Bacigalupi.
Well,
you might have heard of her.
I have. I've heard her talking.
Okay, you may
about
want to have her on your show to explain all of that. But
well, can you succinctly tell me what 2030 is? I mean, she was just there last Monday,
2030
right?
Basically is the Agenda 21 magnified in the fact that now we have got things moving forward, even as far as, police forces, things like that. There's more conservancy situations happening. There's more monument land happening. And there's more camaraderie between what happens in the world as opposed to what happens just in the United States.
So it sounds like what she's saying is that we are becoming one with the world as opposed to being taking care of ourselves.
That's exactly right.
That we want to be one of many instead of being number one.
That's exactly right. And that's what, you know, and the thing that we look at just as folks here in Shasta County, I've got an interesting story to tell you, too. I don't know if you wanted to take a break or not, but I've got an interesting story to tell you about.
I do want to take a break.
It was Wednesday.
Okay, well,
Homeland Security.
Well, let's talk about it after the break because we do need to do this. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive is your place for great coffee at Espresso Joe's, brews. You even have hot dogs there, and that's my fatal weakness there is hot dogs. All at Espresso Joe's, serving any type of coffee you can possibly imagine. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. any place in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All is at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. It's a veteran-owned business. They do a lot for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, Tobacco and Brew. We have Terry Raposo on the line, who has given us a catch-up on what's happening with the state of Jefferson, the Reading Patriots, the change in that name, and now Agenda 2030, a new agenda. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is under the weather today. 8:18 in the morning here on April the 18th, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number if you find things to agree or disagree with our guest. And we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. No matter how many Carls are on the chat pack.
What is
and, that? And the new one, Rincey Priebus. Let's see. Anyway, that's a new one. Haven't seen that name before. And it's 58 degrees out there, going up to 91, maybe even 92 today. Could be a new record. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Budget Blinds. Linda has me working all weekend long. And, I mean, I'm tearing out trees. I'm planting new trees, tearing out hydrangea bushes that just died. If anybody knows why a hydrangea bush would just die over the winter, please give me a call or chat me in and tell me why that would happen. He tore that out. I'm just doing all types of stuff. I'm going to call Simpson because they have these teams that you can hire, and they come out and they'll do anything you want for 10 hours. Fine, your guys are going to weed and put in monkey bark. All that's going to happen. But the big thing when I said budget blinds is Linda's standing there. She's in the hallway. She's looking at it. She goes, I need something in the hallway here. She said, it's already been tinted, but it is still hot. I need budget blinds. So, Jerry, get ready. You're going to get a phone call. She wants something, some kind of window covering there that's going to drop the temperature in that area by 50 degrees.
Now, I presume since it's Linda, putting aluminum foil over the window is not an option.
You know what? I try to, you know, sometimes I wear an aluminum foil hat as I walk around the house when she's got these ideas, hoping that, that it'll bounce off my head. You know what? That does not work. She just gets closer. She just gets closer and talks more emphatically. Anyway, budget blinds is the guy that can come out and save you. Don't wear a tinfoil hat like I do. Just listen to what your wife or your significant other says and go to Budget Blinds. The guy's going to take care of you.
Aluminum over the window is such a guy solution to the problem.
Give him a call at 226-9027. I promise you, Jerry will not come out with that type of idea. 226-9027 or check him out at budgetblinds.com. Hey, we got Terry Raposo on the line, and he's talking about Agenda 2030, which has been which is Agenda 21, which has been updated.
Steroids.
It's on. Is that right? Is it on steroids, Terry?
It is. And also, first of all, I want to apologize to you. I actually have you down for tomorrow. I guess it's all part of getting old, my good friend. That's it, you know. But yeah, I would have been in there if it was tomorrow, but it's today, and I apologize.
Well, we changed you out from last time, which was my fault, because we had somebody, John Lopey, I think, was coming in about something. Anyway.
Agenda 2030 is a very lengthy subject, and I think that you need to have Debbie Bajic-Lupi on. So when we get off here, maybe I can call you later and give her information.
That's fine. But
what's
the high points on that?
Well, the high points basically is exactly what Bob said, Agenda 21 on steroids. I mean, right now we're looking at a conservancy issue here in Shasta County, and if you look at the map and the bill that Assemblyman McGuire put in, you'll see that they want to basically have this conservancy control a lot of the land in Shasta County, Lake County, Yolo County, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what this conservancy will do will, quote, unquote, get us some money, some grant money, which, again, is free money, right? Not exactly. That's tax money, isn't it? And what it'll do is have this NGO, which is a non-governmental organization, be able to control different things and do different things on this land. It'll give them control of that, on what they're going to do with it. Now,
who's McGuire?
Pardon me?
Who's McGuire?
McGuire is an assemblyman out of Sacramento, who is the assemblyman who introduced this. Let's see here. In fact, if people want to call him, I could probably
how
find
could Assemblyman McGuire
right
out of Sacramento?
He's actually a senator.
Okay, so
and how, his number. Go ahead.
Well, how can he, if he's not from this area?
No, he introduces a bill for it. Yes.
Yeah. How can he introduce a bill taking our land and putting it into, I say our land, meaning our land up from Northern California, into a conservancy, and he's not even from here?
Well, let me ask you this: how did the gentleman down in Los Angeles create the fire tax, and he wasn't from here?
Well, that's another good question.
Because they can.
Because
I mean,
they
see,
can.
Here I think is the misnomer. Let's get to the bottom line here. The government is doing whatever they want. The government is doing things like they're doing with the dams, with two governors from two different states actually getting together and saying, hey, we're going to do this without the consent of the Congress with these dams, which is illegal, but they do it. A lot of what Obama does is illegal, but they do it. So, I mean, what is legality? And if you want to talk about legality, would you like to hear a homegrown story?
Well, I'm going back here just for a second on the land conservancy. What was the reasoning behind it for saying, there's this
money.
There's this public thing that says if you put all this land into a conservancy, which means that you can't build on it, or you can't divide it out and put houses on it and all those things. You've got to leave it in farming and ranching. You can pass it on to people. You can sell it as long as it stays in that kind of work. Is that true?
No, because the NGO is going to set the rules on what gets done. And then you'll go to Congressman LaMalfa and you'll say, oh my gosh, Congressman LaMalfa, help me out here. And he'll go, hey, wait a minute, it's out of my hands. An NGO's taking care of it. And for that, they get grant money. It's just like what they're doing with the dams. Now what they've done with the dams is that really it's more difficult for Congress because the money's being all filtered through a 501c3. With that money being filtered that way, they have control. Now the 501c3 having control, which is an NGO, the Congress and the state now become a little less powerless, other than the fact that the money that would come from Congress has to be gotten somewhere else. So for the dams, for example, what they're doing, what Pacific Corps is doing now, is they're actually getting the money to take the dams out from the very people that voted by 77% not to take the dams out, but they are customers. They're getting the money from there, and they're using that money.
Where are the customers? Now, this is for people that are not sure what Terry's talking about. He's talking about removing the four dams on the Klamath.
Yes.
And so what happens is these dams are all providing hydroelectric energy to people in the PATCOR districts. PATCOR,
yes,
is a company, subsidiary owned by Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world. And this fight's been going on for years whether to take it out or not. Well, the Congress has said, no, you're not going to. Well, what the governors of Oregon and California have done, and using, I think, the Bureau of Reclamation or somebody, one of those bureaus, is that we're going to do it. And Congress, you don't give us money, that's okay. We've got money set aside to do this, taxpayer money instead of Warren Buffett money. And they're going to take the dams down. Now, the questions people have to ask is, well, wait a minute, when we voted on this, everybody that was getting energy from the dam said no. Where are they going to get their energy from is one of the questions. And are they going to go, you know, are they going to have to pay a lot more? The other thing is how are they going to take these dams down? What's going to do with the silt? And what's really the bottom line on taking away ways of holding water?
What will that do? Well, a lot of people say it'll take maybe 100 years to clear that all out. How many fish does that kill?
Well, you know, the fact that they can, yeah. Well, I mean, there's ways they can handle it, but there's still going to be a lot of sediment
But there isn't ways they can handle it because they have no way of knowing what's behind it. Now, I know that one of the tribes there do have a burial ground underneath there. And they one of the tribes there is concerned about the fact because they don't really want the bones of their ancestors disturbed. Now, in saying that, and maybe to some people that there's no importance to that, but in saying that, a lot of the other tribes want it out of there because, you know, they want the salmon to run and all that good stuff. And by gosh, by golly, you know, this is gonna help everything. Plus the idea that there'll be some money engaged.
Well, I'm sure there will be money engaged in this.
Lots. And so there's a lot to gain. So, you know, almost anything and everything that you look at, all these folks are doing, always goes back to follow the money.
Well, anything that they do is follow the money, anything in politics and everything else. Let's go back then to the Agenda 21. When we're talking about Agenda 21, I think, you know, on the simplest basis you can put on it is that the idea was to make life so hard out in the hinterlands and farmlands, it would move people back into a corridor along the freeways and in urban areas to so that government can take care of them easier.
Yeah, it's pack and stack housing. What happens is you work under, and you're in a building underneath. You work, you shop in the middle, and you live on top.
Right. Okay. And so that was Agenda 21. So Agenda 30 is that plus taking what?
Plus what kind of control and jurisdiction that the United Nations is going to have over people in the United States. That gave away a lot of jurisdiction.
What kind of control does the UN have over the United States right now?
Well, the kind of control they're going to have is they're going to have control over basically even some of our land. They're going to have control over a lot of the laws that we have. They're going to have they're forming a police force. And you see, all this stuff, people are going, oh, what's he talking about? Well, let me give you an example of what happens here just locally, if I could.
Well, after this break. We'll be glad to do that. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for well over 20 years, voted best in the North State for 2015, and probably could be voted best in the North State for the last 23 years. They work on any type of heating or cooling systems. And now, 93 today. Does your air conditioner work? Have you turned it on? Maybe it's getting ready close to do that. Are the filters clean? Are the air ducts open? How do you know it's working right? And with the cost of electricity going up and up and up, don't you want to save as much money as you can on electricity by making sure that that cooling system works efficiently? Efficiently. Bob, you're not helping here at all. Efficiently. Warranties, easy, guarantees, 7 days. You just let me sit here and twist. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. There's nothing better than this. I use them. Bob uses them. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, you say it. Efficiently.
Efficiently.
There. That was easy. Now, all right, we'll be right back with Terry Raposa talking about how the UN is going to have more and more power here in the United States under Agenda 2030.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
The Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer, and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3044.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
One pill makes you smaller. One pill.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
One pill makes you larger.
Grace Slick, back when she was looking mighty fine.
Back in those days, I was a Grace Slick aficionado. Back when Grace was at her peak, back in the 60s. Mm. Wow. 26 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda. Linda is under the weather today. She'll be back tomorrow. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 58 degrees going up to 93 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Finest place in California, get a haircut. Maybe even all of the West Coast. Right there, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. It is the best. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens. We're here with Terry Raposa, who is discussing, we haven't gotten to the state of Jefferson yet, but we're talking agendas, and the fact that the Reading Patriots there's the new name of people that are involved. Terry, what were you getting ready to tell me when you left?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, I wish I could almost see a show of hands. How about we talk about some solutions to all this mess? I mean, people know, carb bad, transgender bathroom law bad, Agenda 21 bad, taking away our freedoms bad, fire tax bad. You want to talk about some solutions, some positive things that we can do? Would you like to do that?
I'm all ears.
All right. First of all, what does a sovereign state do? What does a sovereign state do, and what is a sovereign state? According to the founders, a state is a country. When we talked about the United States and the states, they were individual entities. They were the same as France and Spain and England. And those entities joined together to create a union. They didn't create one big state. They created a union for the federal government to do four things. Now, when the first 13 states became the United States with the Constitution, there were some things that entered into that. There's three things people need to know. And I can even use these three things by talking about something that happened locally last week. First thing is jurisdiction. The state has jurisdiction to protect the welfare and to protect the rights of the people in that said state. When the federal government or anybody else comes in there to try to violate anything that's against the Constitution of the United States or the California Constitution, for example, or the Dakota Constitution or whatever that state may be, when someone comes in there, the state interposes, stands between. And therefore, once they stand between and they say, no, you cannot do that, that nullifies whatever that entity that's trying to harm the people can do. Now, if we go back to Wednesday of this week, we were doing a fun thing about Jefferson's birthday. It was Thomas Jefferson's birthday, uh-huh. April the 13th. And we were having a little fun. We had folks out there waving flags, happy birthday, Thomas Jefferson, singing happy birthday to him. And as cars would drive by us, we were on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop, we'd wave at him, and, they'd have kids in the car, and they'd roll down their window, and we'd tell them when Thomas Jefferson was born. It was really kind of a lot of fun. Well, during that time while we were out there, a CHP helicopter circled us around a dozen times. And then, lo and behold, as we looked to our north, coming down Hilltop, was a Homeland Security car. This Homeland Security SUV had police on the side of it, Homeland Security. They drove slowly through the light, and they waved at us, and then they parked behind us and observed us for 2 or 3 minutes. Now, mind you, a lot of the people that were out there were older people, waving American flags, waving at people, that kind of stuff.
Sounds dangerous.
Pardon me?
Sounds dangerous.
Well, it gets better.
Okay.
It gets better. One of the fellows we had is a veteran, a good friend, who's in a wheelchair with oxygen. I know he really poses a threat, right?
Well, you never can tell.
You never can tell.
What's in those oxygen canisters?
Oh, I'm telling you, buddy. So anyway, they drove back out of the 99-cent store. That's where they had parked. And then they came back out, and they drove by us again. And then they turned east on Cypress Avenue, and the helicopter stopped circling. Now, I got to thinking about this, and I called a good friend of mine who's a deputy sheriff and another sheriff in another county, and then I called our sheriff, and I called Tom, and I said, do you have an MOU with Homeland Security to patrol our streets? And his answer was blank, no, I don't. I said, well, I explained to him what happened. And I said, you know, the problem here is that they were allowed to just drive by us, wave, observe us, sit behind us. Why were they there? Why was the helicopter circling? He said, I don't know, but I'll call. But you need to call also.
And the answer was, did you call?
And there was about a dozen of us that did.
What was the answer?
Well, the supervisors don't know. Because the question I asked Tom is, I said, do you have an MOU with them, a memo of understanding to where they're allowed to do this? He said, I do not.
Yeah, but did you call do we have Department of Homeland Security here with police written on their
Yes, we do.
And it says, does it say Department of Homeland Security, too?
Somebody needs to post that picture to Facebook. I've never seen it.
Did y'all take a picture of it?
Well, not this time, but the first time we saw them, there was a picture taken, yeah.
Huh.
But it doesn't really matter. I mean, it was common knowledge. I mean, there's 24 people that saw it, along with other people that were out there.
No, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying I didn't know that their Homeland Security was driving around with in cars marked police on it.
Maybe I ought to say that again. Neither did our sheriff. He didn't know either.
I wonder.
I would think that Chief Paletti would be interested.
Would Chief Paletti know?
Chief Paletti didn't know either.
Well, see, that's weird because you get Homeland Security and it says police.
So the Stasi are here.
But they're not. They're not our police.
A phone call was made by Dick Wilkinson to the police department.
Yeah.
Someone called back from the police department to Dick Wilkinson. He has the phone call recorded. In that phone call, there was no, they didn't really know, they weren't aware of it, yada, yada, yada.
Okay. So they didn't know.
So no one has an MOU that we know of, yet they're doing whatever they want to do. But the thing that was kind of disturbing is in conjunction with the CHP helicopter.
Well,
now, in talking to Tom, he'll probably get back to me, I'm guessing, today or tomorrow, or he'll have to get back to a lot of people. But
well, he's going to be on the show. Tom's going to be on the show Wednesday.
Good. And, you know, the thing is that some people say, it's no big deal. But it really is. I mean, if you can't practice your First Amendment rights, then it is a big deal. If you can't peacefully assemble, especially when you're singing happy birthday to a president, that is considered something that could be a threat.
Did they stop you?
They did not stop us. They drove by us.
They waved at you.
And waved, and they parked behind us to where they could observe us behind Black Bear there in the 99-cent parking lot.
Yeah.
Then they drove out again and looked at us and made which would have been a left turn in front of us heading west on Cypress Avenue.
Okay.
Now, when I asked Tom about this...
But they didn't question you or do anything like that, right?
No, they did not. They did not, no.
Okay.
It was sort of, you know, as Bill Chappelle put it when I talked to him yesterday when he was on Sovereign Minds, he says it sounds like a shot over the bow. Now, when I asked Bill Chappelle about this, he said he wasn't aware of it, but of course he was going to find out and had remarked on Sovereign Minds on your station yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that there had been several phone calls to his office and several phone calls to all the other supervisors. Now, in talking to Tom, I said, you know, it's fine if I call them and I call the supervisor, but my friend, this is your job. Let's go back to jurisdiction. This is your jurisdiction. It's up to you to interpose, and therefore nullify them because they need an MOU. To do what they're doing. I mean, were they going to the 99-cent store to run in and buy a notepad? No, they never got out of their car. What were they doing there? Why was the helicopter circling?
Did you call the Highway Patrol and ask them?
Pardon me?
Did you call the Highway Patrol and ask them?
I did not, but there are other people that have. And the only reason I'm not privy to what everyone has done is that everyone that was in that rally has made phone calls to people. To try to get some answers. But the point is that a lot of people get the adage of, well, you know, why worry about it if you have nothing to hide? That's what the people, the SS did. That's what Hitler did. And that's where it comes back to the Fourth Amendment. And it comes back to jurisdiction, interposition, and nullification. Now, the solution of a new state would mean we would have something called the Equal Footing Doctrine, that is the law of the land, which means that any new state that's formed, West Virginia being the last one from Virginia in 1862, any state that is being formed is on equal footing with the original 13 states. How much BLM land is there in New York? None. How much federal control would there be over water? None. So what happens is that everything is nullified by the jurisdiction and the interposition, the standing of the new Constitution of the state and the United States Constitution, and therefore it nullifies everything under the equal footing law, under the equal footing doctrine. So it's a really interesting scenario, and I talked to a senator a couple of weeks ago, and I said one of the things that, Congress is afraid of is the equal footing doctrine. It's the elephant in the room, isn't it? And he admitted, yes, it is. Because all of a sudden when states become sovereign, now we, the people who created the federal government, become in control over the creation rather than the opposite, which is right now, and that's the creation, the federal government and the state government controlling us. Since when does the creation control the creator?
Well, that's a good question. And this is something we need to talk about when we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You're looking for advanced training. You've already got your CCW, but you're looking for that next step up, the how to present, how to use your pistol in different situations, firing with both hands, working your way to cover, concealment. What happens if you're on the ground and you need to shoot? What happens if the person assaulting you has gotten in very close to you? All of these things are addressed in the advanced pistol class in Northern Firearms Instruction. The advanced class goes May the 1st, and there's just a couple of seats left. There's very few people that are in the class because it is almost a one-to-one instructor-student ratio. So make sure everything that's being taught is being done safely, and that at the end of the day, the student comes out about 100% better than they went in as far as learning new techniques and shooting from different positions and in different scenarios. All of this you can find out about at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 18th of April.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. With cool April nights coming up, we have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide ammo, absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi,
folks. This is Pat Karch. I wanted to tell you about a really cool dance coming up at Reading School of the Arts. Saturday, April 23rd at 7 p.m., Crescent Moon Hip Cats Band will be shaking it up as part of the North State's tribute to cool cars, cruising, and starry evening dancing. That's Saturday, April 23rd at Reading School of the Arts. Join the Hip Cats Band as they swing and rock you till you drop. Your $20 donation supports the Glee Club. They'll show off their stuff during halftime. Snacks and drinks are provided, all under the stars. Hey, I'll be there with the Hep Cats and look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 23rd. Call 510-1903 to reserve your tickets or pay at the door. That's 510-1903,
510-1903. KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on our last part, our last segment here at Free Fire Radio on Monday, April the 18th. 10 minutes until 9 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Bob, what's the weather look like the rest of the week?
Looks like we're going to have a hot day today, a good push into the 90s, then it'll taper off towards the middle of the week, and by Friday we are expecting rain. Right now we're at 63 degrees, and this, of course, is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
I got three things going on.
I know. Shasta Gas Propane, and customers get all their customers are so much appreciated at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business also, 365-3793. By the way, we're looking up Homeland Security in Redding, California. And let me tell you how hard it is to get a listing of Homeland Security in Redding, California. We're going through all these different ones. They send you into these, you know, these kind of a downward cycling of spiral of places to, you know, you punch on that and something else shows up. It's kind of like they're trying to keep it, make it hard for you to reach them. Have we got that number yet?
I'm looking at the DHS Office of Inspector General website. There is no Redding field office listed, then the closest one would be San Francisco.
Isn't that interesting? So, yeah.
They may have an office, but you can't find a phone number for it.
There you go. Did you know that, Terry?
Well, I did know the fact that Tom Basinko told me he could call them right away. He's got their number, and it is a local number.
Huh.
So why you can't find it, I don't know. But I do know that Red Smith did find the information on this.
Okay.
And did find a lot of information on it. And there will be an article coming out in the Shasta Lantern about it. And I'm not privy to everything. However, I wanted to bring up a couple quick things. Number one, when people go out on a sidewalk or any kind of land that's our land, we don't need a permit.
No.
Number two, when you have a situation where you have, you know, what we were doing on the birthday thing and talking about Jefferson was really just talking about a little bit about our history. Two things. When we did a man on the street interview with a lot of young people on a 4th of July, a lot of them thought we got our independence from China. A lot of them didn't even know who the first president was. A lot of them really didn't even know who the president was 5 years ago.
But they felt really good about themselves.
They felt really good about themselves. That's a good point, Bob.
Hey.
And so people have been dumbed down so much. That's why we did something like that. It was for fun. It wasn't a big deal.
No, I understand.
But at least we're doing something. And also, you know, people say, well, why don't you go to the top? Okay, if you don't read the Constitution, you don't know what's in it. The top is our sheriff. The sheriff has more power than anybody else in law enforcement in the county. And the sheriff needs MOUs for the feds and the state. So he is the top. And again, a lot of this is just people, and I don't mean to use the word ignorant as a bad word, it's just being ignorant of knowing even what your rights are. If you don't know what your rights are, how do you protect them?
Well, ignorance doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means it means you're just not aware of some facts.
Yes.
Terry, let me ask you a question. Something I got in the on email by Robert the Exeter.
Okay.
If you remember back on April 15th, 2009, when they had tax day, and there was thousands of people that converged on the on Turtle Bay on the bridge there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I helped put it together.
Yeah. I mean,
my wife
thousands.
And I helped put that together.
I know. There was a lot of different groups there, but they were all coming together with thousands of people, I'm not talking hundreds. I'm talking thousands of people that were there that when they came across the bridge was swaying back and forth like walking on the deck of a destroyer in heavy seas. What happened to those thousands of people?
Well, those thousands of people are still there. The problem is that the thousands of people have been divided, just like you've said. We've been divided by, you know, this issue or that issue or this issue or that issue. And it's as simple as maybe somebody saying, well, why would you go out and celebrate somebody's birthday? There's a lot of great men out there. I mean, it's as simple as those kinds of things, because we just get divided about things. And here's the bottom line why we're divided. It's fearful. People are scared to death. They really are. They're afraid of change. They're afraid of having their own little world rocked. They're afraid of what's going on as far as the government goes. I mean, we have a president that has self-appointed czars. We have a president that does all kinds of different things with executive orders, as we had the president before him that did the same thing. We have a country now that we don't recognize. We now are going to have a mileage tax put on us to where you're going to be taxed per mile. We have
and at the
every
pump.
Time we turn around, there's something, Carl.
That's true, but I've thought about that several times since then. And when I got the email and I watched the crowds and I heard the people speaking, I mean, there were people like Ryan Denham in there. I mean, I just flipped it on for a couple minutes. And it was like Ryan Denham, who is, you know, one of the young businessmen in this town, talking about that. And other people, that the thousands that were there, are still there. But how do you get those people mobilized? But you're right. I thoroughly believe everybody has their own little rice bowls. And somehow they were all overcome that time. And then the battle started for supremacy among certain groups. And managed to split other people off.
Well, so, I think here's what's happened.
How do you get them back?
We have 31,000 support signatures for the state of Jefferson. 31,000. Now, when we do an event or we're out somewhere, people don't come up to us anymore and say, that isn't going to work, What they do is they come up and they say, and this happened to us, we have been in five counties in the last two weekends. Everyone that comes up to us, no matter where we are, is, hey, when's it going to happen? When's that going to get done? We need to do that. When's it going to happen? Well, we are not getting – so we are rallying people around liberty.
I understand that, and there is more than just cause for doing this. But how about something like we have 30 – you have 31,000 signatures here in the county of Shasta. What about – is there any way of getting 10% of them all at one spot at one time?
Well, there could be, but then you'd have to pick the day. People work. And see, here's another thing, too. A lot of these folks are working folks.
That's true.
We see, you know, Shasta County, unfortunately, we have a lot of homeless, a lot of people who don't work. We have a lot of people on government assistance. We have a lot of people who work for the government. And in a lot of cases, people work 8 to 5, and sometimes on Saturday. Now, we have had events where we get hundreds and hundreds of people, which I think is quite good. And really and truly, when we go to a town hall, especially like somewhere in Calaveras County, for the tri-counties there, and we run out of chairs in the auditorium we're in, and we have people coming in and wanting liberty. When you have something like that, you look around and you understand that Doug LaMalfa or Tom McClintock or Jim Nielsen or any elected official, they're excited if they get 50 people. So I think it's all relative. When you look at our average crowd of a couple hundred people, and that's small, that's quite a telling position. When we were in Sacramento on January the 6th, taking down those 15 declarations, we had 500 plus people standing out in the rain and 100 more in the Capitol. We were told that was the largest single crowd they have had in over 20 years. So really and truly, people are coming out for liberty once they understand that they have the power, once they understand that it really is we the people. And once they start to really look into and understand the Constitution, Everybody,
you know, Terry,
understands what's going on in the country.
Everybody
understands the oppression.
I think people, I know, I agree. Even people that are, very socially liberal, when you ask them, would your father say about this country, would he think it was oppressive? He says, oh, yeah. And he says, yeah, compared to when he was a kid. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to run, buddy. Terry Raposa, who's talking a lot about the, the state of Jefferson, but also about Agenda 2030 and everything. Tomorrow we have Rick Bassetti, Colt 45s, plus much more on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding. My ground won't be
turned around. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More than 200 American troops, along with Apache helicopters, are being sent to Iraq. Defense Secretary Carter says they'll assist in the fight against ISIS. The Supreme Court considering a challenge to President Obama's plan to shield some 4 million illegal immigrants from deportation. 26 states are challenging the president on this. The High Court heard arguments this morning. There are 30,000 runners taking part in today's Boston Marathon, the third marathon since the bombings. Killed several people, wounded 260 at the finish line. Joao Santos says he and his wife do the course to raise money for Boston Children's Hospital in memory of their baby daughter who died of a rare heart disorder.
I do it for the kids, you know, whether it's my kids or anybody else's kids.
He talked with a New England cable network. Ted Cruz says his criticism of New York values was a comment that originated from his rival.